Hare Krishna. Chapter 5 is entitled Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness. So what's changed? What's happened? We're still Karma Yoga. Why has it become Action in Krishna Consciousness? Because the essence of the third chapter is that Karma Yoga means that one should give up the results of one's work. One should surrender the results of one's work. Krishna uses words like to the Supreme or to me, but it doesn't really quite make clear who he's talking about. Krishna's very humble. He's very often speaks in these sort of ambiguous terms. He talks about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He talks about the Supersoul. He talks about, actually, it's just him. But he doesn't just keep saying me, 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 but also he makes it very clear that he is also all of those things, all of those personalities. So it's become action now in Krishna consciousness, because we're aware that when we're talking about giving up the results of our work, giving up the results of our activities, it's meant to be to Krishna. Although earlier on, Istan Bogan Hiyo Deva, there was mention of demigods and so many others. But we also see that, yes, Krishna says that actually none of these devas are independent. They're all acting under my jurisdiction, or at least that's coming up later on in the seventh chapter. And so, therefore, better to just offer everything to Krishna. And when we live in that way, then that then becomes action in Krishna consciousness. And it's a very important thing which Krishna points out later on in the 10th chapter. This becomes a sort of sadhana, a sort of meditation, is that because everything is Krishna's energy, Krishna is everywhere. If everything that we're acting is meant for Krishna's pleasure, it becomes impossible really not to be Krishna conscious. It's just a question of, do we have the knowledge? Well, we got the knowledge in chapter 4. Do we make the effort? Do we make the conscious effort to be absorbed in what we know and to be aware of Krishna's presence, yomam pashyati sarvatra, everywhere, in everything, and that everything is also in him. In that way, our activities, although we do the same act, because our work hasn't changed, our profession hasn't changed, our daily regimen, life regimen hasn't changed, but actually because our consciousness is changing, so the quality of the activity increases. Same act that was before Karma Yoga now becomes Karma Yoga and Krishna consciousness, and the result changes. Your sadhan and sadhya, these are two things, the activity and the result of the activity, according to the consciousness. When there's the Govardhan Puja ceremony, or at least they were doing, the Brijbasis were doing the Govardhan Puja. Prior to doing the Govardhan Puja, they were doing an Indra Yagya. And Krishna and Balaram came, and Krishna's asking, Father, what is this? They said, you're a little boy, it's all right. You just do it, and you know, we'll explain it to you later. But Krishna says, but that's not good, because one gets a different result from an activity when he's in knowledge and when he's in ignorance. Moreover, as we'll see in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna keeps talking about higher knowledge, and even more higher knowledge, and more confidential knowledge, and most confidential knowledge. So as our knowledge increases, the absorption and our meditation changes, and our consciousness changes, and the result that we get becomes progressively more and more elevated. From material knowledge, from material benefit to heavenly benefit, to spiritual benefit, to transcendental benefit, to going back to Krishna. So now, chapter 5, Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness.